Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Cam Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower you and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Cam, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And if you don't have a copy of my book, you can get the first six chapters as a download free on my website, karencan.com, as well as my very, very popular Clearing and Protection Spray and some free webinar classes that you can download and watch at any time. You can bookmark that the page that we give you, and we've just recently included, not that long ago, the introduction to Topocan healing, which includes, you know, your attunement, as well as some great questions to ask as far as how well you're doing, kind of like a daily checkup. So if you don't have that, definitely get on my mailing list. Would love to connect with you. We have lots of light warriors on the call today. They're very, very excited. I know I am as well. So today my guest is Diana Kuschenbach. Her website is www.policeintuitive.com. And she does one-on-one sessions. She does a lot of group stuff. And she, in her where she lives, she actually has a lot of live events as well. And Diana, many of my students already know about Diana because she's done a lot of work, you know, with the radio show and helping us out. She's so very generous with her time. And I know we booked this like months and months ago because she's so busy and she's so wonderful to take time out to come and be live on the show today. I know some people already have your hand up, so I'm just going to go ahead and announce the call-in number. So if you do have a question, it can be, it's allowed to be personal. If you have a personal issue you'd like to share with Diana and I, see if we can help you out with that. The call-in number is 818-514-1190. Again, 818-514-1190. Put your hand up, and then we'll know you have a question. And I've also opened up the chat, so I'll be manning that in a few minutes here. So if you have a question you want to ask in there, then you can also type it up in case you're not calling in or you're calling in from a distance and things like that. You just want to put it in the chat. So we'll do our best. I know we can't answer every single person's questions. Otherwise, we'll be here for 3 hours. But we'll just, you know, connect with Source and see what's for the highest and greatest good. And so we have a lot of different things to talk about today. And Diana is, as many of you know, who are, you know, on my mailing list, who are part of my Light Warrior group, Diana is one of my go-to people, meaning that if I have a strange thing going on or something I'm not quite sure, I would really love validation or explanation, she's one of the folks that I connect with and say, hey, this is what I'm getting from Source. Would love your feedback on this. And, you know, what you get from Source from your point of view. And she's been so incredibly helpful to help me navigate some pretty difficult stuff and some pretty challenging folks that, you know, are asking me for help. So I really appreciate her. So without further ado, welcome, Diana. Thank you again for being on the show today live.
I'm so excited to be here again. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, yeah, our pleasure. I know everyone's like chomping at the bit to talk to you. But we do have some topics for today that you know, we promised we would go over. And so, Diana, I know you've done a lot of work in this area. And maybe you could just give some of the new folks, because I have some new folks that have not heard you before, give them a little bit about your background, how you got into this whole energy healing work, because obviously you were a police officer before that.
Right. I did a whole career in law enforcement. I was able to do everything in 13 years, even up to being a sergeant. And at that time, I didn't really know that I had any type of gift. It was just one of those things that's normal. You know, you figure you're very intuitive. You can tell who's lying to you. You can find the drugs or whatever. But I thought that was normal. I just thought that was being a good cop. But then I had to retire after having a child. Kind of complex thing there, so I won't even go into it. But I'm kind of glad I did, because that was what was meant for my path. In a few years after I retired, I had a very best friend pass away. You know, it's one of those friends that you had in middle school and, you know, you're supposed to be buddies, you know, in your old age. So when she passed away, 2 days after that, there was a very high-profile missing person case that I had many connections to. And what I noticed is that I could see my friend. I could sense her after she had passed, and I could sense this missing person. So that's what set off all of this, where I wanted to find out what's going on. How do I do all of that, trying to get clarity there? I have found so many detailed reasons why people are wrong when they try and find a missing person or anything like that, because, you know, we have subconscious, we have different levels of, you know, of who we are. There's our higher self, there's source, and a whole lot of distractions. So I had to learn a lot about distractions, and I learn every day. So that has fueled all of this. So I work with very complex cases. I get a lot of intuitive people that have problems with energy and not being able to sleep and all that kind of stuff, kind of like Dr. Karen also has so many people like that. So that's how it started, and, you know, I've been teaching classes and all of that for years, so that's where we're at.
Yeah, very interesting. Well, one of the things that I think you mentioned to me before, and we're going to talk about these leading energies, is that my somewhat small attempts at finding people wasn't terribly, you know, easy. I, you know, sometimes can't find my keys in my house, so I guess maybe I'm not the you know, that is not my path, let's put it that way, to find lost things necessarily. However, because you did explain to me that there's a whole distraction, there's all these different leading energies, and there's human desires and wants, which we'll go into. But interestingly, whenever there has been someone that I know that has someone missing, or even, you know, people that are on the Facebook group and things like that, my job is seemingly to check in just to see if there's any foul play, because that's where I shine. That's my expertise. So if there's any sort of entity-related issues or entity-related leading energies, things like that, that I can remove, but I don't necessarily look for where they are. And usually what happens, I think, in every case so far that I've worked with, that person's found within 12 to 24 hours, or they just wander back to town. I mean, just the weirdest stuff. You know, so so I'm not trying to find them anymore. I just do my part, and then just everybody else does their part. So, but it's really neat, some of the stuff that you do and how precise you are. But maybe we can start, Diana, talking about, you know, like there's a lot of people that have a lot of what you talked to me about, human wants that can be like leading us away from source or interfering with this connection. So maybe you could tell us more about what leading energies are and what different types there are and how come we can't connect to source.
Okay. When I mapped out the subconscious, I have one area that I call alchemy, and that's where you're co-creating with God a better outcome or source. And when you are manifesting or co-creating, the things that can slow you down in the manifesting are human wants that are not aligned with your path, soul wants that are not aligned with your path. If you have a life lesson, that could also slow down the manifesting because it's part of your process to learn. Also, if people are misusing or there is greed involved in whatever it is they're manifesting. So if I was going to explain a human want, it's just, you know, it's that thing that you just want, and you really think that's the right answer, but it's not always the right answer. There's something better for you, but you want to force it. So that's really what human want is. Soul want is a little bit stronger, and from what I've seen so far, because this is just how much I've learned so far, I have sessions every week, and then I get deeper into it. But what I found with the soul want is that there's this door. I call it door 11 because it looks like a whiteboard with a number 11 on it, and that's how I see it, and I see people clinging to it, you know, and I know that's the way it's coming into my, you know, human brain, and it probably doesn't look that way, but that's the way I see it. And most of the times it's somebody who wants to save somebody, or they want to use their soul, you know, and I'm just going to say it's resurrection type energy that high-level souls have. High-level souls meaning, you know, maybe people that are grounding the energy of ascended masters here on earth, or archangels, or, you know, that level. They have a soul power of their own depending how close they are to source. So they're using that energy, that soul want power, when it's not aligned sometimes. And I see them clinging to that door, but the way I talk them out of what they're doing is I say, well, you have a battery of your soul, and that energy is meant for certain people in your life or your soul group. And if it's all drained, when it comes to that time where that baby's born and it needs a little bit of your help, your soul energy, you may not have that to give. So just really focusing on having your energy being used in the way that is aligned with your path. I hope that makes sense. I know it's so many things all at once.
Yeah, that's really interesting, just about what you were saying about, I mean, definitely there's a huge number of people in your group and my group that are those types that are really, you know, grounding the ascended masters, archangel energies, things like that. And there's probably an equal number of people who are trying to save the world, whether or not they're supposed to save their family or save whatever that may or may not be appropriate. So you're saying if it's aligned with divine, it's aligned with your path, that's appropriate, but sometimes these soul wants are not necessarily aligned, and therefore we can deplete ourselves.
Correct. And then you may not have the energy available, and I'm sure you can ask source for help at that point. Mm-hmm. It's that time when you and your friends pray for whoever it is, and somehow they end up okay. Sometimes it's, you know, the group of you using your resurrection-type energy at the soul level to help someone. It's not always 100% source. That's something that's just come up in the past 3 weeks, that our souls have a lot of power already. But being aligned with source is obviously going to make everything much stronger. So that one section, I just wanted to explain how I broke up the subconscious and that alchemy. And that alchemy is the place where there's a human want, soul wants, misuse, greed, and life lessons. Because I wanted that to be separate from where I put the leading energies. Because, I mean, I'm sure this, you guys mostly, you muscle test in your group of people. I give them pendulum charts. You know, that's just the way that I do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of the same thing, but did you want me to go into leading energies?
Well, if you could expand a little bit on the, you talked about the human wants and the okay. soul wants, and I know the human wants, for example, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but an example would be, you know, somebody who thinks they're in love with this, you know, man or woman or whatever, and thinks they're the perfect one, but that person doesn't reciprocate their love, and they're trying to force, you know, law of attraction or whatever it is to force it so that person can be the person they want, you know, like that's just an example
yes.
that popped into my mind. Or even, would you call this a soul one or a human one? If say it's a mother and or say it's a friend whose other friend is in a coma and wants them to be well, but that might be that person's path to die in that body for, you know, other people's benefit or whatever. So would that be like a human want that might block their own manifestation, or like a soul want because it's resurrection energy?
The way that you're explaining it, showing up on my charts and from source, is a soul want that would need to be released. Mm-hmm. But they're going to feel that. They're going to feel that deeply, and they'll probably feel very intense, heavy energy when they're in a soul want that's not aligned. They'll feel that deeply.
Ah, okay. And then you mentioned about life lesson or greed or misuse, and that's what can also slow our manifestation if that's not aligned. So that makes sense. Yeah. Okay, leading energies then.
Okay. So the place that I put leading energies in my subconscious chart is an area I call destiny override. So in destiny override, a person would be making choices that purposely ruin things, and it could just be their own choice, or it could be another leading type energy. And just over the years, I've added to the list of the different types of leading energy. The first one I learned about was entities, and I'm still learning about, and they're so tricky.
They are.
But just pulling you away from what you're supposed to be doing, and if you have any self-doubt at all, it's really easy for them to pull you off path. So entities, and I know you and I work so many hours every week clearing entities and figuring out where are they hiding and how are they able to hide like this, and then you just keep uncovering more and more locations where they seem to go. One of the places they go is around a human want. So I show my arm and I say, okay, this is the human want. And then you show the entity wrapped around the arm, and anytime you go to that want, they just make you feel desperate, bad about yourself, whatever it is, you know, because that's what they
wow.
do.
Yeah, that's amazing. I recently, Diana, had another healer kind of do a reading on me, and later on when I talked to Sora said, well, we purposely blocked him from reading you because you needed to learn discernment. But I was like, really?
Uh-huh.
You know, that was painful. But what was interesting was that the self-doubt started coming in, and my other friend, my other go-to, you know, friend said, what do you know for sure? You know, what do you know for sure? Where's your anchor? And my anchor with Source was like, any self-doubt that creeps in, then I know that's not the right way for me. So I totally resonate
right.
with what you're saying.
Right.
Okay.
So entities, any more about that, or should I move on?
Oh, we can move on. So that's one form of leading energies.
The other two that I've noticed are certain mental illness will come through the leading energy. So somebody who is, for instance, bipolar, either they're a high level or they're low level will come through as leading energy. And they will hear that as a voice, a guide, you know, in telepathic hearing. And so they often believe that what they're hearing is coming from Source or from their higher guidance, and they can actually hear the bipolar. But, I mean, it would be the same for other mental illness severe enough where they probably need medication. Those are the ones I see where the leading energy may be coming from that. But they can be taught to navigate their gift and to move themselves out of that and be able to just sense and feel the difference between higher level energy and their own chain of mental illness. The other...
Okay.
And then desires is the other one that has come up over the past 3 weeks also. So, but it's not the desires necessarily of the person you're dealing with. It's somebody else connected to them. So oftentimes it's an ex-lover that still wants to be with them. They have a desire to be with them. And then they have a human want. The person that you're helping has a human want to not be alone or whatever it is, you know, and to be in a relationship or whatever that is. And then suddenly they're thinking about this other person because that desire of the ex-lover or whoever with their want to not be alone start to almost create a false it feels off, you know, like you keep feeling like you need to be with this person, but it feels off just a little bit, you know, a little draining, a little toxic. So that's how I can tell if it's a false destiny, because it feels toxic, draining, and I also have it charted out too.
Okay. Oh yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting you're saying this too, because somebody contacted me, not one of my students, but somebody else was looking to do a session or something like that and had almost the exact same scenario. So I've, you know, separated from this person, but I just can't stop thinking about them. It's driving me nuts. It doesn't feel good, you know. So, yeah, that's a perfect example. And when you were talking about the mental illness as well, isn't there a lot of mental illness that could be traced back to entities or, like, I don't know, entities attached to medications or things like that?
Some people will actually pull in other people's mental illness. I've seen that. Hmm. And entities definitely make you feel that way, I think, if there's enough of them. But most people I deal with that have mental illness, they'll just ask me for a clearing every once in a while because they get bothered, you know, and it does make it worse for them and more uncomfortable. So, I worked with a couple people with bipolar and their spiritual gifts for probably a year and a half. So I'm actually pretty good at navigating their gift with them, you know, where they can actually tell what's the difference. But they do end up with more entity issues than other people.
Okay. Interesting. Very interesting. I've actually had some, not necessarily mental illness, but entities trying to interfere with a healing tool or like a medication, acupuncture needles. Thank goodness one of my friends caught that one. I was like, wow, because I hadn't thought of it, you know, that was possible, and now those things are protected. But it seems like, you know, there's a thought out there, Diana, that, you know, if we like focus too much on the so-called negative and the entities, aren't we like creating them? Aren't we like making it worse? Like, shouldn't we be focusing on light and happy and, you know, like we're like focused on bringing them into existence because we keep dealing with them. So I think this is a question that keeps coming up over and over again with some people. So I was just curious what your take was on that comment or criticism.
Well, to stay in the happy and the nice is the easier way. And to actually make changes here on this planet, we have to address the things that nobody wants to talk about. So it's part of your path to identify and educate about energy. I see no problem at all working on clearing entities and empowering people, because you're going to attract the people that need your help, you know, so you're not going to be scaring people that have no idea about entities and things like that. I mean, they have to deal with living in this world, and part of making that better is addressing those things that nobody wants to. And the first time I was told, they said, you know, Diana, you're attracting that, you know, because I said, what's the difference between like evil and darkness or something? And pretty early on in my path, and there was this person that was channeling a less than desirable entity, but at the time I didn't know that people would do that. Mm-hmm. That said, Diana, you are attracting that to yourself. So the only ones who really say that are the non-beneficial entities that would make you feel like talking about this is a problem. So I agree with you. We should talk about it. We should talk about it and figure out how it affects people and how is it getting in? Where is it hiding? How is it hiding? Because that just helps people, and there's so many spiritually open people. And we can only help by doing this, don't you think?
Yeah, I do. And I love some of the books that talk about, you know, just if we just focus on so-called the positive, then sometimes we don't acknowledge just the yin and the yang. Like, for example, the shadow. Like, I would not. You know, somebody said to me, oh, you're lazy, that would be like a cut to me, because it was so painful for me to even have anyone think that I was lazy. But that's because I didn't want to own my shadow of being lazy. But the lazy has some positive attributes, as in take care of yourself when you're tired. You know?
Right.
So to me, it's sort of like the yin and the yang. And I mean, we play this game on Earth. There are entities. And my attitude is really just, you know, increasing love. And I'm always telling my students, you know, loving entities into light and not about being scared or anything like that, and empowering people. So I do agree with you a lot. So thank you for, you know, answering that question. I know that one comes up quite a bit for folks. Okay, so let's see here. Can we talk a little bit about your discovery or description of what Light Grids of the Soul is? That was really interesting when we emailed back and forth about that.
What happened was I had a couple very advanced people, and whenever I work with them, I tend to have to push myself into an area that I don't know, I don't understand it, but I'm very focused in helping them. So Source directs me to where to go. So I never know where I'm going to end up in these sessions, and I learn new things every day. But I don't remember the exact situation she had going on, but in order to access this place, what I'm going to say is like a light grid at the soul level. I had to have my eyes closed in the session during the entire time. And in her case, you know, it was a couple-hour session. And just to get deep enough into that place, because it shuts off a part of the brain that keeps you from accessing that place. But what I was told is they said it was the sacred heart, like they have in, you know, in religion, in Catholicism. It's, I'm not Catholic, but my guides are. And I have many guides of different religions too. But I have, you know, Jesus as a guide. I have Mother Mary. And every time Source asks me to get a photograph or a statue or something like that, it has the Sacred Heart on it. And I've had to touch the Sacred Heart during sessions. But what I learned is they're telling me it's not Catholic. It's everybody is entitled to this place in their soul, you know, and Sacred Heart. I'm not sure what they're going to have me call it when I write it, probably the Sacred Heart. But once we went to the place, it was explained that it was like the operating system of the soul. You know, it was like the power grid. And when we went there, there were things on the outside of the grid that had to be removed or adjusted. I remember that a couple of the lifetimes, whatever this is the place where when, you know, your soul returns to your higher self, sometimes there's a problem getting back into the soul. So there were fragments or different parts of the soul just on the outside of that grid. And I do remember we healed those parts. And if there was a broken area or an area that wasn't working, we were repairing things. But to tell you I totally understand it, no. I know I'm going to do more writing and working with Source on it. It just, it hasn't happened yet. And I only had a few people that I had to access that with. But I was told that if you wanted to go there today, I could hold go there.
That is so cool. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, you mentioned to me, I think this was in relationship to, you know, somebody else. Well, it ended up being in relation to somebody else that I was working on as well, found the same sorts of things. Is that you mentioned something about that entities can hide in the light. So is that related to your discovery of the light grids of the soul?
There were entities that were in some of the injured parts of that grid, and they did have to be removed, and then the repairs were made. So they were there, and it's really difficult to even see them. When we sense somebody's energy field, to be able to sense those entities would be very difficult, because they're so hidden in that place. So I think we just keep moving from level to level of learning, and there is no way we're ever going to know everything. There's just no way.
Well, I echo what you're saying about, you know, when I do sessions, when you do sessions, sometimes we're just on the edge of knowing new things all the time. It's pretty intense. I mean, just into even just mind-wise, intellectually, like trying to form a picture or words or describing it, you know, to someone. And a lot of times I'm often saying, well, that's interesting because it's never been thought of before. Or I've never heard of it. I've never read it. So it's like, it's just what answer I get. And so I think I totally understand. I believe like that sense of, you know, being on the frontier of discovering these things sometimes. And Yeah, there's some, definitely, I tell my students some of the things I describe. I said, this is what I'm told by source, but I really don't know the full extent of why source wanted me to describe it to you or tell it to you yet. So stay tuned. So that's kind of how it goes. Seems like we're in the same place. Let's see. Okay, so we have one of my VIP students, Christy, was wondering, holding space, if we could access the light grids of the soul, would that also help us to clear any hidden leading energies? And she's very interested in possibly, you know, clearing any leading energy she might have today. Is that possible?
Yes, it would be. And at this point, I can probably get us there in 2 minutes. I mean, we can still talk about other things during that time, but when you're ready for us to do that, let me know.
Yeah, well, let's do that now. This is a great time. And then we'll go to questions.
So anybody that can close their eyes, that's going to allow you to access this place. And perhaps energy is going to feel a little different than it normally does, but we're moving pretty fast to get there. So everything I do is source-directed. I could not figure out these complicated cases if I couldn't hear source directly. And even if you can hear source directly, it doesn't mean your mind's open enough to receive the new information. So there's a process in just being able to open your mind, stretch your mind so that the answer can come in. So if you think you're asking source a question and he's not answering, or it may just be that your mind is not open to receiving the answer or does not think that's a possibility, so you're not able to hear it. So, you know, don't be discouraged if you're asking source for things and you don't hear anything. It may just be, you know, you got to work on opening your paradigms. And okay, so we're getting pretty close to the grid now. And you're going to start feeling your heart chakra, but not regular heart chakra, the one above it between the throat in the heart chakra. So, I mean, I call that a higher heart chakra. A lot of energy running there right now. But that's not the place where the sacred heart is, but it's just on the way to going there. Okay, and there's a lot of theta waves and flipping of the eyes happening now, and that you just breathe through that. And once we get beyond the theta, we'll get a little bit closer to where we're going. The way that I see it, it's like being out in space, you know, but we're also working with a human mind that's seeing things the way that it can understand. So people may see this completely different depending how your information comes in. Some of you may just feel it, or you just may know that we're there. I know some people will use pendulums or muscle testing to find out. Okay, I can feel, because we've already approached just the outside, like if it was going to have an atmosphere of some kind, we're in that area of this light grid. And I can tell that either people that are on the call now or will be in the future, we have hidden entities in this area. One of the things they wanted me to talk about today was ETs hidden in our atmosphere, the Earth's atmosphere. And when I've gone, sometimes it's way above somebody's house, and it affects maybe 2 or 3 houses. And to me, it looks like a big helium balloon, and the non-beneficial ETs are kind of up in that place. So that's another thing that we found recently. But for whatever reason, I'm seeing. So you've seen those things, that the like in the balloon kind of feeling.
Well,
above the house?
Well, there's one person who couldn't clear the land very well, and when we checked the land itself, the issue was above the house, and I had not thought of checking that far up. So we did, and it was many, many miles above the house that was still affecting them. Of course, the two of them are very, very sensitive, so they were able to feel all sorts of this, you know, this yucky ET energy coming through. And so I was like, whoa, okay, I guess I sometimes need to check above the house as well. So So that's very, very similar. Fascinating.
But there's something like this I'm seeing for the first time, I guess, with people that are on this call. But they're near the soul grid. So I'm seeing similar things like that. So we're removing those. We're removing them, but this isn't an instant fix. Just like the ones that are up in the Earth's atmosphere, it's not an instant fix. Energy takes a while to change, repair, and remove. And I've had some people where it could take maybe 6 months to completely clear out those energies where we want that instant fix. It's not always that way. Some of these are so it's so difficult to clear that, you know, Source says it's just going to take that long for the work that you're doing to catch up in the world that you're in, and for us to be patient with that and not always think that we didn't clear it, that it's just taking a little bit longer. Okay. Now we're actually touching the grid. So take a moment and just look at your grid or feel it, sense it, know it. If you sense something that is dark, if you sense something that is not working properly, allow your energy to go to those places and just adapt and fix it. And how do you do that? You just say, Source, show me how to do it. And you watch yourself do it. It's that simple. And I know somebody just found three entities, and good for you, you get to remove them. I think it's the person that asked the question in the first place. So, Dr. Karen, do you sense, feel, or see anything right now on your grid?
Let's see. It looks like a heartbeat, like like an EKG.
Okay.
So there's a pulse there.
Are you able to touch that place?
Yes, I am now.
And see what words or visions
come to
you?
Not just in one place. It really is like a heartbeat. It feels kind of red, like hot or heat.
And does it feel like everything is working properly on your grid and it's completely clear? Because I'm getting yes, it is.
Yeah, I'm not feeling any negative energies or things that feel like it's hidden. So I'm not really sure what this heartbeat is. Maybe it's supposed to be there. I don't know.
And it just may be the way that you see it. It might just be how you see it. I think everybody's going to see it in their own way. You know, it's going to be a little bit different. There's somebody that has like a little girl outside on the grid. So it's probably a lifetime. It's probably come up in this lifetime. Just in some way it did, in a dream, or, you know, it could be a fear-based thing. But they just need help returning back in to the soul level. So you'll see yourself escorting them through, and then the repairing of that door. And sometimes with trauma, or at least from the few that I've done, trauma can injure the light grid. I don't know why it's so difficult to reach this place, can hold space for people to be able to access this at this time. So, you know, if you ever feel guided, definitely you can do this.
Well, you also very magnanimously held space for me so that I could upgrade my Ascension to MP3 and MP4 to be able to help to clear this area. So I really, really appreciate you being able to do that for us.
I'm happy to do it. So we can let this run in the background if you have something else to
okay.
do, because people will still be updating things. So.
Well, great. Well, one of the folks on the chat mentioned this is a healer, professional healer, says, I have a healing modality that deals with that sacred heart structure. It's named Soul Technology. I've never heard anyone else talk about it. So excited. Thank you both for bringing it up. That's pretty cool. I never heard of that. And what's also exciting for me, Diana, because recently I do these weekly videos, I call them Spiritual Medicine Digests, and there was something that I found, and sometimes I'll ask source, like, what's the name of this thing? And then I'll make up some name and get a confirmation of, you know, English, how you would call it. But I call it the Master Controller. And I was saying to folks, I'm like, this doesn't seem to be a chakra. It seems to be like it's somewhere between like the sternal notch of your neck, but it's not your soul seed. It's not your heart chakra. It's not your thymus. It's not your thyroid, but it's somewhere in there. But the Master Controller helps to regulate all the other systems that we have, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, dimensional systems. And so instead of working on each system necessarily individually, unless they need that, I was like starting to work on this so-called Master Controller, but I'd never heard of it. I didn't know what it was. And what I'm getting is that access point that you had us, you know, go into was the Master Controller, not the Sacred Heart itself, but, you know, you said that conduit that's on the way there, that was the Master Controller. So I don't know if you want to confirm that or
yes,
or check in.
I'm getting validation. I am. Is it on the, okay, so I'm feeling it on the right side of the neck, but I'm not sure if I'm facing and mirroring you. Which side is it on for you?
Let me see. It's more or less, at least what I call the Master Controller, is more or less in the midline.
Okay.
It would be slightly left, but more or less on the midline. But it's not really the heart, and it's not the heart chakra. It's higher than the heart chakra, like higher up towards the head.
Very cool.
That's very interesting. Very, very cool. let's see. We have some folks. Actually, a whole bunch of folks on the line here. Let's go to, let me see here. So if you are just joining us, I am interviewing and on the call with Dr. Diana Kuschenbach, policeintuitive.com. She does group and one-on-one sessions. And the number to call in is 818-514-1190. Just hit 1 so we know your hand is up. Again, 818-514-1190, and then just hit 1. So that's so we can hear you. If you're on the chat, you certainly could post a question on the chat as well. I've opened up the chat, so you can go ahead and type your question in there. We do have someone here. Let me see if I can find that number again. I had it just a moment ago. We can work on this together. Takes me a little while to scroll down all the numbers with their hands up. Okay. 760. I have one person with 760. I'm not sure this is the person that I am supposed to unmute, but I guess we'll find out. Okay, hang on, let's do that.
Hello?
760. Hi.
Hello.
Who's this?
It's Kimberly.
Yay, the right person.
It's a miracle.
Great, Kimberly. Yay. Well, I had
it
your hand
up. It is a real miracle. Hi.
No, this is great. So can you give us a very brief summary of some of the stuff that you're dealing with, and then Diana and I can do what we can to help you?
Yes, thank you so much. Okay. So for about 6 months, of course, this goes on way before 6 months, but for 6 months, I have been experiencing like extreme verbal assault, like the energy that comes from people, and they have been like elderly or alcoholics, that kind of thing. It's very targeted and directed in terms of like issues or things that would naturally bowl a person over, me especially, as being sensitive. But anyway, And then it's like a huge persecution, and then I get thrown out, literally, of where I am. Like an entire neighborhood threw me out. It started, that was in December the 23rd, and it's happened to me six different times since then. Interestingly, I'm shocked that this 760 came through, because my other telephone number that I had given Jennifer as the number for today was canceled by something or someone within 2 hours of my call today. So I'm just having like extreme evil around me, and this casting out phenomenon. And the interesting thing is that this started, this level of attack started right after I listened to your first program on From Heartache to Joy. And if you remember, I told you that I healed a dimensional rift and an alien spaceship and all that stuff in this particular neighborhood where I was in the Baja, and I've had a long relationship with that neighborhood. But I also have another kind of weird relationship that seems to be more ET-driven that's in the desert, which is near Palm Springs, and that's where I am right now. And actually, it feels as though my getting here this time was definitely orchestrated by what appeared to be good but turned out to be, like, extremely sinister.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to stop there. It could go on for a really long time, the history of the thing.
Yeah,
it's incredible, honestly.
Incredible.
Like a Twilight Zone thing.
So any thoughts, Diana?
I am asking Source, because some of the things that are showing up are, there's definitely a soul want that needs to be released. And I'm not exactly sure on your desert ET, but it doesn't feel like it's aligned with your path, the connection. But it does feel like there's some type of false destiny there that feels like maybe you're supposed to be connected to whatever this is, but it's not necessarily the case. And what I'm hoping is that you're not using your soul's, you know, resurrection energy to help the ET, but I'm feeling that that may be what's happening here.
I feel like they've been using my energy some kind of way. And obviously somewhere in my soul there, or somewhere by contracts or agreements, they have permission to do so, but certainly not in my, you know, it's certainly not a conscious thing. And I feel like that's been going on for a long time with me. And it was happening in Northwest Arkansas too, where, I've been, it's like I've had a nomadic lifestyle for the last few years. I was cast out of and lost my main source of income, and I've been struggling for a few years, and this, whatever this is getting worse and worse in terms of the persecution and casting out episodes.
Okay. Well, Kimberly, we have lots of people on the line, so make sure we give some time for Diana to share whatever her insights are. Yes, thank you.
Sure.
Okay, so I'm just going to ask Source what to do, because if we got to do this quick, I need Source. So Source says you have a direct connection to this ET. You have had thousands of lifetimes in a physical body. If you didn't know that, I guess you know now, and that's how long it's been going on. So it's been going on a very long time. We're asking you to allow us to remove a silent vow that you have. A silent vow means you were very aware and open at the time you decided to hide this vow from anyone being able to ever find. So you were open, you knew that, you know, in that lifetime it was the right thing for you to do, and you wanted to make sure that it was never broken, this vow. It's been detrimental to you in other lifetimes, and we're asking if you would allow us to please clear it at this time.
Yes, please.
And do you have a belief system that there can be an instant fix, that your life can take a different road than it has? Do you believe that it could be instant?
I do believe that. Consciously, I believe that.
then I need you to go inside your heart chakra. That means just go in it, sit there. I need you to breathe until you see the cords that need to be cut inside the heart chakra, because that's where you've hidden it, and just cut them.
Okay.
And you're gonna continue to be worked on probably for the next 6-7 hours. I do believe that Dr. Karen is helping with this too. I can feel her helping. So, you know, if you can let us know how you're doing, you know, give it a couple
mm-hmm.
weeks and let us know. Okay.
Okay. Mhm. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you, Kim. Thank you, Diana. That was awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see here. Let me see. Just so everyone knows, if we don't pick you, I know sometimes I can feel bad, like, oh, I didn't get chosen, but just to know that everything's for the highest good, so we're just going to ask Source what's for the highest good for everyone. Okay, so this one is, if you get 2 from area code 510, so the next number is a 2, so 5102 is your number. Hello? Who's this?
Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Karen.
We can hear you.
Oh,
yeah.
Hi. Thank you so much for picking me.
All right. What? Who's this? I can't recognize your voice.
This is Thea. My name
is
Thea. And hi. I guess I would like assistance in moving forward and feeling stuck, especially in love relationships and in general feeling stuck in my life. Is that something you could help me with?
Okay.
Okay, Dr. Karen, do
Great.
You want this one? Or I've got it, whichever way.
Yeah, let me see. Okay, so I'm getting me for this one, but Thea, do you have a preference? Because it doesn't matter either way to me.
Whatever's for the highest good.
Okay, all right. So let's ask Source, what is the most important thing for Thea to know today related to this? Let's see. Okay, so we're drawn to the emotional body first. So is there like an emotional body, like pain body that's related to this? Yes. I'm getting a yes for that. So I'm doing divine muscle testing, by the way. So there's an emotional pain body. So do you need it? I'm getting a no. So do you still have one? Yes. Okay. Are we permitted to remove this pain body? Yes. So you don't need it anymore. Is that true? Yes. Okay. So what proportion of these particular issues you're talking about is related to this emotional pain body that has outlived its usefulness? 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, ooh, that's quite a bit, 90%. So let me check a couple things. We've actually been guided to actually create other bodies for the emotional body. So do you have the bliss body yet? No. Okay, do you have the joy body? No. Okay, have you been using my program, Thea?
Yes.
Regularly?
Yes.
Which one? Do you have the Ascension 1 and 2s, or do you have the deep healing ones?
The Ascension 1 and 2.
Oh, the Ascension 1 and 2. Okay, so let's check in. So is there a reason why that this particular issue has not self-corrected already, even though you're using Ascension 1 or 2? I'm getting a yes. Is that because you needed to know about it or something else? And I'm getting a no, so we just need to acknowledge it first. Is that true? Getting a yes. Is there anything else that Thea needs to know before we make that shift? I'm getting a no. Okay. So we'll go ahead and do that. So what we're going to do, and everybody else on the call too that resonates with you, of course, it's not going to happen if it's not for your highest and greatest good. So we're going to go ahead and dissolve the pain body. We had it for a while. We needed it. But for many of us, or most of us, it's no longer necessary. So let's go ahead and just dissolve and then create the pain body now, filling the holes with love and light. And for those of you that resonate, I think most of you will. So we've actually created a bliss body and a joy body and a peace body. So we're going to download those to your emotional body now. Thank you. And we ask our guide team to do that in the highest and best way with ease and grace. Thank you. Okay. All right. So let's check in. But Thea, so
yeah.
You may or may not feel anything, but just curious, do you sense anything? Since we did that shift?
I think a full body tingling.
full body tingling. Okay, yep, I tend to get that too when I receive, so that's a good sign. Excellent, good. Diana, do you have anything to add you would like to share or tips?
Sure. In what I would do, because, you know, we all do different things, I would have her sit in the human want that she has that almost feels toxic, and I would sit in it, and I would breathe into it. And I would breathe into it until words came with it, and I would release it. Or get yourself in a place of unconditional love where it just feels good and even, and then to get your answers from that place when you're in unconditional love on any relationship kind of things you have. But just breathing through the want until it turns, you know, you release it and you're in unconditional love. That's the way I would do it, and I would make her get her own answer.
Mm, nice.
But I like the way that
that
too.
Well, I think, you know what I really appreciate about you, Diana, and I feel like I want to learn more about, or not about, but to practice more of that is really, I remember my first one-on-one session with you. Boy, you made me work. You know, like, you know, just didn't spoon feed me all the answers. I was like, oh, I was hoping you would spoon feed me all the answers, but you knew that that wasn't the right way, at least for me. So that's a great suggestion. So Thea, you definitely have homework now. I do people homework. I come from a family of teachers, so I call it homework. Sorry about that. But
no problem.
That is great. Okay, good. Thank you. I'm glad you're open to that. I had that want before so badly, Diana. I wanted a figure skating partner so badly. I was just separated from my husband. My figure skating partner / coach left town. There was a falling out, and I felt horrible. I wanted it so bad, like so bad. You wouldn't believe, like, dreamed about it, cried about it. I mean, all this kind of stuff. And it wasn't until almost like 7 or 8 months later when I finally let go of that, and the angels kept telling me, you're not really asking for what you really want. You know, you're giving us a partial list, but not your real list. So I did. I kind of sat down and cried with them and wrote my list, and I just felt so much better afterwards and just kind of let go of that. Well, you know what? I don't know if this person's even going to show up. I had no idea that the angels and source were going to, you know, create seemingly somebody out of thin air, because there was only a limited number of figure skating men in the whole world that would even match my criteria that I really wanted. But it was when I let go was when James came into my life about 3 weeks later. So it was pretty miraculous. So
you had completely released any hold on any or attachment outcome, and then it just happened, right?
Exactly. I was like, well, you know what? I've been trying so hard. It's not working. You know, it was almost a year. I was just trying to force it. I was forcing it. I was trying to, go on this, you know, skating date with so-and-so and then another person. And that didn't work out. And this other one didn't work out. And I just got so just exhausted with it. And I just thought, oh, forget it. I'm just going to focus on me, and I'm going to focus on my joy and my skating, and I have it out in the universe, what I would like, but that whole pulling of forcing, that I finally let go of, and like you said, you know, that's when the magic happens, and 3 weeks later, I found James. And of course, at the time, I didn't realize it was the one the universe had given to me, because he didn't figure skate at the time. He was a surfer, he was an inline skater, and I've just, you know, besides he was cute, I was like, you know, this isn't the partner I want. So I was just going to tell him to go find another Asian cutie that he went. And no, he stuck with me, even though he was younger. So I had to, you know, clear and heal many beliefs that I had of what that person was supposed to be like. But pretty much he matched everything on my list.
Wow.
He likes to mow the yard. He likes to cut wood. He likes to, you know, cook. You know, he gives me massages. He looks cute. We look great together on the ice. We've won 2 gold medals together. I mean, it's pretty amazing. We always joke because I'm like,
awesome.
Oh, I should have asked with really good skills with money too, but I forgot about that one. Because I really sucked at money management, and so I didn't know to ask. You know? So we kind of make that funny. Okay, we do have someone here on the chat. Okay, let's see. Anna from Canada says, if it's possible, I'd like help with weird things happening with my dad. So he's been sleepwalking. He says he sees the floors opening up. He sees people. I guess people that aren't there, I'm imagining. Can you help? So that's her question.
You know, when I'm tuning in, it doesn't feel like there's anything wrong there. It feels strange, but it doesn't feel wrong. I'm just asking, Source, is this necessary for his path? And I hear yes.
Interesting.
Is there any part of it, is it scaring him?
Let's see. I'm not sure she mentioned whether it's scaring him. I definitely, it sounds like it's uncomfortable for her, though.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. You know, see if this resonates at all. I recognize that in the last few months that a lot of people are having many of the channels of their spiritual gifts open up. And that can be really uncomfortable, especially if they aren't expecting it. And so they see and hear and feel things that may not be in this dimension for the first time. And so what I do is I check in, what's the light score? Like, in other words, how divine is this out of 100 of this event happening? So if it's a, like, for example, if it's like a 10 or 20, then I know there's probably entities involved. But if it's like in the 90s or something, then oftentimes that is, you know, supposed to happen. And even accidents sometimes, so-called accidents, sometimes it's a high light score because it was supposed to happen for that person's path. So, okay, yeah, yeah. So Anna says, great confirmation. It's not scaring him at all.
If something's going to change with that, in like 2 weeks, something's going to change with it. I don't know exactly what. Maybe it'll just become more normal. I don't know. But they said in about 2 weeks that there'll be a shift.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. We have Amy here that says, thank you so much for sharing all the wonderful information. I would love to know the cause of my back, neck, and left arm chronic pain. If you could please heal and release any entities in me. Much love and gratitude. Thank you.
Okay, so are we doing this one together? There's definitely entities, and there's a false destiny and somebody else's desire.
Yeah,
and she's got a soul want.
On that one.
Yeah, and a soul want. I have to use charts to navigate free will, you know, so I do have a chart in front of me with my little notes. My eyes go directly to it. But there's soul want that needs to be released, false destiny, and the human want and a desire. So with all that, I say we just focus on releasing the entities that she won't be able to reach. And then maybe the other ones will just naturally lift when she works on the want.
Okay, that sounds good. All right, so you'll do your part and I'll do my part. And we'll check in with you, Amy. If you could give us some feedback in a minute or two, that would be awesome. Okay.
A lot of soul pain. Attachments are at the soul level. There's, you know, more than 20 attachments at the soul level. And she doesn't have them because she did something wrong. These are from past lives, and those are the ones that Source is having me remove. So I'm just pulling the ones at the soul level, and I'll let Dr. Karen get hers.
All righty. Let me just check, Amy, your what I call your universal shield. Is that 100% intact in all dimensions now? I'm getting a yes. What about in all timelines? I'm getting a yes. What about, I'm going to actually do what we call a clearing vortices or vortex of light. Okay, is that 100% in all timelines? Yes, all dimensions. I'm getting a yes. And let's go ahead and, can we ground this to the seventh plane? I'm getting a yes. So let's go ahead and do that. Okay. So I'm not sensing any other entities right now, Diana. Are you?
Nothing that we can really address. They're not attached, but she's got a want. And when she goes into the want, the entity starts talking to her and bothering her. You know, it's like that. So she's still going to have that until she can get that life lesson, whatever it is she's working on.
Mm.
And once she conquers that life lesson, then that entity should leave her alone. They talk through any window we have open. So if we have self-doubt or we really want something and it's not aligned, that's where they're going to talk to us.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, that's a great lesson. We got to put like stars around that in everyone's notes, you know, about the self-doubt and the human wants. Let's check in here. Diana, how are you doing on time? Because we have a lot of hands up here, so we normally don't go over 90 minutes, but...
Could we do one more? I think one more would be okay for me.
Okay. All right, great. So let's go back to the phones. Top half, bottom half. Okay, so here... Here. Okay, so this one is area code 303. Hello.
Hi, this is Terry.
Hi, Terry. What you got for us?
How are you?
Good, thank you.
I recently retired because I wanted to focus on my energy business and making some changes in my life, and it just didn't feel like I was getting where I wanted to get while I was working. And I seem like I'm not capable of getting anything done, focusing on anything. I feel like I can't concentrate. I especially am having trouble sleeping. It feels like whenever I'm in my basement, I just go brain dead. I tried to clear some entities or energies from my basement, which there seemed like there were some, but what's going on?
Terry, did you remember to do it underneath the surface of your house too, all the way down to the center of the earth?
I did, and there were actually some to the sleep realm too. So yeah, I went way below my house and above, and most of it was below, and then there were things hiding in the sleep realm too.
Hmm. Yeah, well, that's not supposed to happen now. After you've been doing this for a while. So, yeah, Diana, I would love your input on this one for Terry.
Okay, so it's crazy complicated. So I'm just sitting here and I'm asking Source, what in the world is this? It's a false destiny that she has, but it's a soul fragment from a past life that hasn't crossed over. And somehow this energy is connecting with her now. And it's almost opening up some kind of portal vortex thing, and I'm not exactly sure because I'm going to have to open my mind a little bit more to this. I probably need a little more time, a few more days. But so a false destiny from a past life where there's a soul fragment, a part of her that has not crossed over. And for whatever reason, that makes her believe something to be true that is not true. So she has some type of belief system that's not true because of this, and I have no idea what it is, but I'm being told it's as easy as saying that we can clear it for you and that we can cross the fragment over to where it needs to go.
That sounds good.
Yay.
Okay, so I'm doing that part. I still think there's another part. And I'm good with if Dr. Karen wants to grab that part working with you, that's fine.
Okay, that is fun. Well, great. Let's see. Is this having to do with you and this timeline? Yes. Anything else? No. Physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, dimensional. Okay, so it's definitely something dimensional. So is this dimensional rift or dimensional portal? Is there a dimensional anatomy that's out of alignment? Okay, I'm getting a yes for that one. Okay, so which part of your dimensional anatomy is out of alignment? Is it your interdimensional portals? Nope. is your energetic fascia. I'm getting a yes. So this is like a fabric that connects all these lovely portals that we have up and down. Is your interdimensional portals nicely aligned? Yes. Are any of them open that shouldn't be or closed that shouldn't be for the highest good? I'm getting a no. But there seems to be like a wrinkle in the fabric here that connects that. Is it fully connected to your, like the rest of your universe optimally? Yes. So it just needs to be repaired. Is that true? Yes. So this is like a different kind of like fabric or grid, or, you know, I call it fascia because I'm a medical doctor and it looks like fascia to me. So let's go ahead and do that. Do we need to know more? Does Terry need to know more? I'm getting a no, so we'll go ahead and do a directive on that. So it's now commanded that your dimensional fascia, energetic fascia, be smoothed out, cleared, restored to fullness and light and balance and health in the highest and best way, fully connected to everything it should be connected to for the highest good. Thank you. All right. So is your dimensional fascia happy now? Yes. Fully? Yes. Is 100% light? Yes. So Terry, were you, like, I don't know whether you're part of the Light Warrior Advanced Healing Program or not, but we just did a module on the various different blueprints. Were you there on Saturday?
No, I was not. All of that stuff has kind of been really low key for me because I've been working so many hours I didn't have the time to participate. But I'm hoping to be able to do that.
Okay. Well, only if it resonates, of course, and whether you're, you know, ready for it. But we were just talking about that the other day, so I was just curious whether it whether you remembered it. Okay, cool. Terry, do you feel anything shifting at all?
I do. I feel that it's very subtle, but I do feel something shifting.
Okay. Diana, any other feedback for Terry?
If the guides are saying that it's going to be a 3-week process to fully integrate this into your physical world and to be patient with the process, and if you can take advantage of healing anything that pops up that you still haven't healed, after that, things for you should take off. I don't know what that means for you, but hopefully you're happy to hear that.
Thank you. Yes, I am. Things should take off is what she said.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, fantastic. Yeah, we'd love to hear back from you and, you know, let us know. That is very cool. So, Diana, maybe you can share with folks how they can, you know, contact you, what's the best way, what kind of openings do you have for one-on-ones, or do you do group online sessions, and where to find that?
Just my website, policeintuitive.com. If you want to make an appointment, you can click for an appointment. I think I am back. I'm booked all the way till the end of August, although there is one appointment that opened up for tomorrow if anybody wanted it. But I have classes and things. So if people are in the Naperville, Illinois area, that's where my center is, and we have classes here all the time. But as far as, like, group things online, I have online classes, but I haven't been able to get to them. I've been too busy, but I'm going to work on it.
Okay. Well, I guess being this 3D human body, we have our limits, and I know for me personally, sometimes if there's some earth-related energies, I'm so sensitive to Mother Earth going on, then it's like, oh, I got to slow down. It's like, that's just what I got to do. So it is actually a little challenging to you know, be everywhere and to address everyone that we could. But I think, Diana, I do appreciate you for not just, you know, being on the show today, but also because you have pretty good boundaries. So I respect that. That's good. Good model for us healer types. That's fantastic. Okay. So thank you again so much, Diana, for being on the call. I know I didn't get to ask the question about, you know, why is it so difficult for people to heal? But I think you alluded to that earlier in terms of, you know, sometimes we have our path and we have our, like, what I call our homework to do. And sometimes we have to be patient, and we have to do that work of, you know, that letting go and, you know, working through our wants or our soul wants. And we'd love for it to be instantaneous, and sometimes it is. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it's bad or there's something wrong with us if it's not instantaneous. So thank you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate everything that you do for me also, and perhaps in the future we should just do a whole hour of healing. If that works out for you sometime.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure everyone would love that. Everyone would love that. Yeah. So thank you so much again, and thanks, everyone, for listening in. I'll be on the chat for a few more minutes, so if you're on the chat, you can certainly ask some questions there. But thank you again, everyone, being on the call today and being live. This will be recorded so you can listen to it again, and remember that the process is that Diana went through is still works whether you listen to the replay or whether you're live on the call. So, and all the energy work, same thing. All right. Bye, everyone. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Bye again.